bell here at the British Museum is large and very handsome. It's about the size of a beer barrel, but is not circular, but elliptical. In fact, it reminds me of nothing so much as an outsized Swiss cowbell. Nonetheless, it's a pretty impressive sight. It's covered in decoration, elaborate strap work that swirls all over, round medallions with dragon's heads swallowing geese, and at the top, two magnificent standing dragons holding the handle from which the bell would have hung. This was a bell that was not only made to be heard, but to be seen. Like the Hong Kong bells we heard earlier on, our bell would originally have been part of a set owned by a warlord or by a powerful official in one of the numerous small states. Owning a set of bells, and even more being able to afford the orchestra to play them, were visible and, of course, audible signs of great wealth and status. The principal message of our bell would originally have been about its owner's power, but it would also have represented that owner's view of society and the cosmos.